deal with the holiday season, the highs and the lows, the ups and downs of this commercial extravaganza that we engage with every year, or at least most of us. I mean, most of us. Even us poor folks are foolish enough to spend what we don't have, right? Beg, borrow, and steal to have a nice holiday season, right? And so I wanna go there, but my mind has been troubled this week. My spirit's been troubled this week in the most profound ways. Let me see if I can get through this. Over the past few weeks, we've all been inundated by a wide range of local and global news reports, mostly all seem to be bad. From the downing of that Malaysian airliner some weeks ago, was that even months ago? I can't even remember now. To the killing of minority groups in northern Iraq, to the outbreak of Ebola. I seem like I had had enough. Seems like we all maybe had had enough of all the bad things going on. The desolation of an entire neighborhood in Gaza. And then the overflowing influx of refugee children from Central America. Is there any end to the long line of trouble? And then the latest one, it seemed to slap me upside my head that said, "Boy, don't you know this story well?" Another black man shot and gunned down by the so-called protectors of the people, the ones called to serve. The reality that in America, black male lives don't seem to count. The reality that most people outside of the wealthy really don't seem to count troubles me. Now, likewise, with all the outside trouble, the external troubles for most of us, there's the real issues of your personal troubles. How to marry engagement with all that's breaking you apart inside, whether it be a personal health issue, a family member's health issue, your personal finances, a marriage that isn't what it's supposed to be, a relationship going sour, a child who smokes too much weed, and how to get him the heck off that stuff, because that ain't the weed that some of the parents used to smoke. This is a new kind of weed. His troubles, personal and close and up front with you, and there's all this stuff going on in this world around us. It seems like overload to me. And I felt compelled to be on Facebook like never before, making statements about things that I just can't seem to get my hands around. Can't seem to understand how in all these years since the Voting Rights Act and all of that marching and singing and a new society was supposed to be created, we're still in the same troubling spot. Segregation is the way the nation lives. We live segregated lives. Thankfully, not in our little congregation, but in the world around us. Who said they had a relative in Milburn or something? Somebody told me that. I mean, just that name kind of strikes like upset inside of me. Milburn. Lovely, lovely community with very little room for negotiation. Right? What is a human being to do? And do we mask ourselves? Do we hide the realities of our national drama that unfolds about us every day with booze or food or vacations or shopping? Or let's sing some Christmas carols, y'all. Let's be happy. There's a whole lot of folks in our nation that aren't happy. You see, sadness and seasonal Disorders run supreme starting this time of year. How many people won't be at some Kwanzaa table enjoying? How many folks aren't going to have any invites to the holiday parties, the Christmas parties, the Hanukkah parties? How many children are hoping that congregations like ours will buy them a few toys or gifts or things and make themselves happy for just a few days? How many homeless people will spend these holidays in these shelters of our nation? And some of them just thankful not to be in the cold. So many personal issues, so many public issues. In fact, my cousin was found dead in his easy chair yesterday morning by his brother. But at least he was a 75-year-old, you know? At least he died at home. It's pretty good. I guess I shouldn't feel so bad about that one. So I'm in a real quandary. The issues of this season and the issues that are real. Real for me, because as a black man in America, I can't tell you how many times the people that my tax dollars pay to protect this serve have drugged me up out of a car, stepped on my back, hit me with a billy club, abused me, called me every foul word known to creation with my lawyer parents. With my lawyer parents, with my very much middle class black status, buppyhood doesn't mean a damn in America. All they see is the brown or black of your skin. That's all it takes to lose your life in America. Be a male, be a 12-year-old male with a toy gun. Lose your life. Be a black boy that wears a hood, crossing through his neighborhood. Lose your life. I'm not here trying to absolve the black community of the things they've done wrong, because as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, the black community's got to own up to the issues that they sometimes create themselves. But my God, if there be a God, stop the insanity in this nation. How are we, or any of us, how is anybody supposed to juxtapose a holiday season with cheer and good feelings with a nation that's bleeding? And I don't mean the kind of blood that runs out of the body because you were shot in a hole in it. I'm talking about the kind of blood that flows in your body and drains out because you're going cold, not understanding how your homeland can be so wicked and dastardly and mean-spirited. Langston Hughes so long ago penned that piece of poetry about, "I too sing America." What kind of America is it when the people that serve disproportionately in your military and have cooked, cleaned, bathed, suckled your babies continually are the people least highly thought of in the nation? What kind of holiday season is it for those families that know that their children aren't going to have a bright future? Because if you look at the social indicators in any urban center in America, black scholarship is not going to get those black children into Milburn or the nice suburban lifestyles that people are leading in America. I posted in Facebook that I had never had a black teacher, K through 12. Never saw a black educator in my classroom. There was one black man in my public school, Mr. Washington. I kept hoping I would get him. I never got Mr. Washington. My father was president of the local school district. And he insisted on sending me to the local school, which was a rather poor performing school with 95% black populace back in the 60s. I learned to speak Ebonically back then. I remember coming home so proud of my new vocal skills and having my mother pin back my jaw. Voila! You didn't come from that. What are you doing? You better speak the King's English in this house. It's funny. I always thought communication was about people understanding one another, not if you spoke a particular vernacular or not. But even people in the black community find fault with the way others speak. I remember after Trayvon Martin's case was all the rage and the young woman that was on the phone with him was being interviewed, how all the American people could talk about was how poorly that young black woman spoke, how she was inarticulate. These troubles, they don't go away. I told Lisa this morning that I even was so troubled by the nature of racism in America that I didn't even trust that this white physician that I took my mother to had prescribed her medication appropriately. That's how deep these issues cut for some of us. I've lost faith and trust in a nation and its systems to treat people fairly. There's no reason for me to believe that there's any fair play, any decency in this nation. I've lived too long and experienced too much to be deluded by somebody's mumbo jumbo, some middle class, I'm not going to say progressive, liberal American espousing some rhetoric that doesn't meet the realities of people's everyday existence. We're going to embark on a visioning session next weekend about what this congregation can be to this community. Whether we're a church that's going to preach and fill its seats, which we haven't been able to do in a long time. When's the last time all these pews were filled besides for a funeral? When's the last time we could fill this place? Was it when Tony was here? Did Tony fill the place? Tony was loved and he was able to fill the place. Then by God, maybe you better bring Tony back from Florida. You see, because if a church can't fill itself, it can't operate. And if it's that long ago, then budgets go out of whack. Because without people in the pews, pledge units down, things can't happen. But when I went online and looked at the social action that Unitarian Universalist congregations around this country are doing, I was amazed at what we, as a community of faith, can commit to. Can commit to. Some congregations have a lot more resources. That's true. But it's never been the case that a small bunch of people can't do amazing things. I can't tell you how hard it is to preach to a choir of those of you who have kept this place afloat and going and who aren't the racists, who aren't the problem in our nation. But the problem is, if I could look through everybody you know somebody that's a racist. I guarantee you. You got some of them right in your family. You see, until white supremacy gets dismantled, this nation is full of you know what. Until the police state that's becoming gets dismantled, this nation is full of stuff. until this religious movement who has elected a black president and then a Latino president actually begins to reflect the demographics of the communities, then the denomination is full of stuff. We can't sing Kumbaya, but there's no relationship. And that's where we've been stuck at. Either somebody wants in, or somebody wants to do us harm. Which one is it? Whether they won't come in and sing with us? I don't know what's banging on out there. So bad things continue to happen in our nation. And again, I'm trying to balance this thing with the reality that I want each of you to have a good holiday season. Hell, I want to come. Is it your birthday coming up? It's just a milestone? No, just a party. Just to celebrate life. Imagine that. That we could celebrate life in the midst of dark days. Because it feels like dark days for some of us. Every time my sons go out of the house, I'm worried now. Are they going to get caught up in a mob? Some policeman, like the one that they show on Facebook with his flipping the bird at everybody? Are they going to run into some cop that's going to have an attitude that day? I always knew if an officer had a bad time with his wife, we was going to catch hell. We always caught hell. Bunch of middle-class Negro children on Riverside Drive on Sugar Hill. Imagine that. Can't even move out of the ghetto and escape the trouble. The law enforcement comes to middle-class black communities to harass the people. So, I was reading, and of course I went to the book of Job. And I tried to understand theologically what the scripture is telling me. See, because Job went through the worst of all possible things, right? Isn't he the one that went through it all? Oh, but they forget to tell us about how God and the devil kill his wife and kill his children, right? But Job went through it all, right? He gets to live, but his wife and children, they die. They're just, you know, accessories to the fact. Job. But Job manages to survive it. And then Rabbi Harold Christian writes in the book, when bad things happen to good people, that Job never challenges God's power. Well, I don't know who you think God is, but I know the God that's operational within poor people's lives is the power structure of our government. Call that God, for they can take life. They can give life. See, Harlem Hospital some years ago had the worst neonatal center in the city of New York, and then Magic Johnson and his wife came and gave us a grant, and we had a beautiful birthing center and neonatal center. It was amazing. It was so amazing. White folks and Asian folks start coming to Harlem to have their babies. I was shocked. What y'all doing up here? Well, y'all got something good. We want some of that. See, the God that's operational in today's world, unfortunately, is the principality of our governing agencies that choose to take life, to give life, to affirm some people's lives, and to wipe out others. So bad things happen. So what's your response? Do you get more involved? Do you stand fast in your support of the good institutions? Do you join hands with people in March and sing? I know they had a rally in Montclair on Friday. I'm too sick of body and spirit to stand in the cold rain. I wanted to be there, but I couldn't stand out in the cold rain. I just said, boy, I won't be there Sunday if I do that on Friday. What do you do? How do you make it better? How do we as Americans live with ourselves as all of this pain is all about us? We've got a UU congregation that keeps sending folks to Haiti to do good work. Did you know that, brother? Yeah, we got UUs going to Haiti. That might be something for us to do. Think about that in your visioning quest. We have UUs that went to rebuild New Orleans, but we can't rebuild Newark or Irvington. Strange how UUs do, isn't it? Strange how I'm going to be part of this funny season and have my libation and eat the fatted calf and enjoy my middle class status this holiday season. I won't be mourning like those whose children are laying in morgues. I won't be as troubled as those young folks who are marching nightly. I did my days of marching. I took busloads to Washington, D.C. for years to protest against wars. I'm not the man I thought I was because I should still be marching, but I haven't summoned the courage. Lisa's been prompting me. I haven't summoned the courage to do it. Let it go. Let it go. How can we do that? Let it go. Of which pain? I don't know which one to let go of. I don't care. But it's got to happen now. My heart can't take much more of this. It's breaking apart every day. I'm feeling like I want to run away. Dear God, if there be a God, help us today. Let it go, folks. Find your way to be at peace with yourselves, because if you're living right, you deserve to feel good. If you're not living as good as you think you should, then find your way to do more. There's nothing but opportunities to do more. Changing the lives of just one person, change the life of just one person, it will make all the difference, one human being at a time. Celebrate this holiday season. Kwanzaa, solstice, Hanukkah, Festivus, Saturnalia, whatever your holiday, celebrate it with gusto. Give yourself a break and get back to work, because the work of the world needs you. Amen. Oh, before I let you go, I had like a list of ways to cope this season, so maybe it'd be great to send it out as a email blast, but it's things that will help those who might struggle with the holiday season, because that's really what I wanted to help you with. Take care of yourselves this season. Hey, so we're to our closing hymn. Closing hymn. My life flows on in endless song. Number 108.